You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Controversy surrounding the 2017 death of county jail inmate Andrew Holland dogged San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson at a town hall meeting Wednesday. In the rural community of Santa Margarita, Parkinson spoke and answered questions from the public for about 2 hours on topics ranging from Holland's death to gang activity to the growing heroin problem in the county. And while Parkinson touched on subjects like cannabis grows and a decrease of petty theft in the immediate area, it was mental illness that dominated the conversation.
I want to say that our mental health system is very broken in at least California. And it's been broken for some time. And what people don't really collectively realize is that it's not gotten better, it's getting worse.
The town hall was one in a series Parkinson has been periodically hosting around the county. The focus of the meeting was intended on crime issues and law enforcement specific to the Santa Margarita area. But during the question and answer period, Parkinson was challenged by some in the audience. They asked why the sheriff's office explanation of Holland's death was disputed by a jailhouse surveillance video reported on by KCBX News and recently publicly released by the San Luis Obispo Tribune, and why members of the jail staff appeared in the video to be laughing at the moments after Holland died.
When you're seeing a fraction of the story and then you're making your mind up what happened, I don't know that that's particularly fair.
Can you answer the question if someone was disciplined? That was the original question, if someone was disciplined.
Hey guys, could I just interject 1 second?
Parkinson spoke at length about mentally ill people accused of committing a crime and the problems with housing them.
So how do we deal with this issue? How do we deal with the fact that we just had this tragedy and a failure of the system, which includes me and my agency, that includes mental health, that includes the health agency? How do we deal with this issue?
The San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office says policies and procedures have been changed over the past year as a result of Holland's death. Yet there are still 11 inmates currently housed at the San Luis Obispo County Jail waiting to be transferred to a state mental hospital, Parkinson says. Across the state, there are now 920 severely mentally ill people charged with felonies waiting in county jails to be transferred to state hospitals. With Tyler Pratt reporting in Santa Margarita, I'm Greta Mart with KCBX News.